Welcome to Legendary Emo Dragon Show. I'm your host, Emo Dragon, and today I'm going to be answering 200 personal questions from the internet. Because why not? Okay, let's go. What shows are you into? Well, I mainly watch anime, but the two anime that I'm kind of obsessing over right now are Sakura Trick and Hetalia. Those are two that I'm right now big on. What's your claim to fame? Well, my podcast, that's mainly what I do, so I guess that counts. How often do you play sports? Never, because I'm a loser, and that's not what I do. What quirks do you have? I cannot, for the life of me, present anything in front of a group of people. I can record a podcast because I'm behind a phone screen, and, that's something that is easy, because you don't see my face and you can't see what I'm doing. I'm just talking, and it's easy for me. Are you usually early or late? Late. Depending on what time it is, how early it is, and how tired I am. Because today I was late to school because of weather, and yeah. How often do you people watch? I don't really watch people much, because that's kind of creepy. But if you count YouTube videos of kids' stuff getting destroyed, like, I'm one of those, I'm weird that way. I just love watching people's electronics getting destroyed. I have no clue why. Like, it's funny, just because their reactions are like, ah! Like, over the top and shit like that. And, I like watching, like, Black Friday fights, because why not? What's your favorite drink? Mountain Dew Voltage. Or Mountain Dew Livewire. It's one or the other. What do you hope never changes? My love for anime and my best friends. Because I do not want to lose my best friends. And I never want to lose an interest in anime, because I'm so used to liking anime. What's your dream car? A Dodge truck. A Dodge Ram truck, colored black. Where would you rather be from? I'd rather be from, England, exactly. Because I'm born in the great old US of A, and I'd rather be born in another country like England or Japan. Because why not? What songs have you completely memorized? That's hard to remember. I know so many songs. Two Birds, I think that's the name of the song, by Regina. Shit. I can't remember her last name right now, because everything's just leaving my mind as I do this. I know I memorized Bullet by Hollywood Undead. I memorized Her Last Words by Courtney Parker. It's hard for me to tell, but there's so many that I cannot think of them right now. What would you rate 10 out of 10? Anime, because there's so many anime that is good. My Hero Academia, Hetalia, Fullmetal Alchemist. There's so many that are actually good. What job would you be terrible at? Landscaping, because I never am outside, and I do not like going outside. I'm a homebody, so. What are you absolutely determined to do? I want to become the best animator in the business. In the animation business, I mean. And if I can't do that, I'd like to become a radio DJ. What skill would you like to master? Animation. And talking. Because I'm not good with talking to, groups of people. What website do you visit most often? YouTube.com. It's an app. But it's my school. I use the website. I love that website because I listen to music. What would your perfect room look like? Hold on. That's actually a hard question. My perfect room, I would say, would have to be something like a room that you can walk out onto a porch above a house and look out onto a street. That's the easiest way to describe it. What movie title best describes your life? Hope Floats. It's actually a really depressing movie if you ever watched it. What age do you want to live to? I'd have to say, because I don't want to be immortal. I would never be immortal. I'd have to say probably at least in my 60s. That's how long I want to live for. What kind of art do you enjoy most? I enjoy traditional art, like 2D art that you draw on a piece of paper, because for the longest time, people did 2D art, like Pablo Picasso and Leonardo da Vinci. And I appreciate that type of art. Like, I love it. Andy Warhol is another one that has some really good art. What takes up too much of your time? School. I'm literally learning stuff I'll probably never use. What do you wish you knew more about? I wish I. This can go both ways. Because there's some things like I wish I could learn more about, like, the stock market and economy, but we get to learn that next year in economics at my school. But sometimes I wish I knew more about, like, to things I'd done. Like, I wish I knew more about it. Like, or knew about it before I did it. What's the best way to start the day? Sleeping in. But unfortunately, I don't ever really get to do that except for weekends. What do you wish you knew more about? This is the same exact question, so I'm not going to answer that. It's the same exact question. How different was your life 1 year ago? 1 year ago, in my own opinion, it was actual hell. Because of things that were going on. And I'm kind of glad that this year it kind of did die down. Well, technically last year, 2019. Because, like, when I started my podcast, I was a sophomore, like a beginning sophomore in high school. Now I'm a junior. And, my sophomore year, I'd say it was pure hell, and I don't want to remember it. What's the best single day on the calendar? Friday the 13th. What are some things you've had to unlearn? Unlearning things. I had to unlearn that Christopher Columbus was not the first person to come to America. It was the Vikings. Leif Erikson, specifically. Because all my life, throughout elementary school, I was taught that Christopher Columbus was the first man to even reach America. But technically, even the Vikings weren't even the first people. They were Native Americans. So my life up until about 7th grade was technically a lie. What's your favorite genre of book or movie? My favorite genre of book would have to be fiction, because I just cannot for the life of me read nonfiction. It bores me. And my favorite type of movie would be the ones that are, like, animated, because it's hard for me to get into movies that are live action. And so, yeah. What's the farthest you've ever been from home? I've been to New York City on a class trip in my freshman year of high school, and I would say I really liked that trip. And I wish that I could go again to New York City because it's so beautiful. Like, I'm not joking, I love it. What TV channel doesn't exist but really should? I want to say a whole anime channel, but technically, like, on Pluto TV and stuff like that, that does exist. But I guess, like, Pluto TV does not count as an actual TV. I'm not sure if you guys would count it as an actual TV channel. So, like, I'm saying mainstream, like DirecTV, Armstrong. They should just have a pure 24-hour anime channel. Where is the most interesting place you've been? So, near my house, there's this place called Cook's Forest. And I got to go there last summer with a group of people that I knew. And to me, I got to go on this thing called the Fire Tower. And you get to see, like, all of Cook's Forest on top of this fire tower. And when I stood up there, it was, like, so breathtaking. And I was like, holy shit, kind of, because it was, like, amazing. And I could not, for the life of me, like, I just couldn't. Like, I can still picture it in my head right now, and I'm amazed still. What fad or trend do you hope comes back? Let me see. When all the emo kids would say Roar XD or Uwu. Is that still a thing? Do people still do that? I don't know. Actually, I don't know if people still do that, but if they do, then good for you. What city would you most like to live in? New York City. Because I got to go there in my freshman year of high school, and I would love to go back again. That's something that I loved. When was the last time you climbed a tree? Back when my father had one of his older houses, because they used to have a tree that I would climb, and I actually miss it, because where they live now, I'm not allowed to climb a tree at all, or even be myself there. What do you consider to be your best find? I once found a bullet. Like, it was like a Remington or something like that. I can't remember the name of the company. So sorry if I got the name wrong. I was near a lake because there's like a little creek near my house. I call it a lake, but it's not a lake, it's a creek. And I bent down and picked up this bullet, and I thought it was really cool, so I ended up keeping it. What is special about the place you grew up? So, the place I grew up in, like, because I consider it to be my hometown, despite the fact that I moved away when I was about 8 to 9 years old. Because my father still lived there. It's special to me because that's where I made my first friends. And I remember everywhere in town, by the back of my hand, because sometimes I go back. And that's where some of my best memories are. And unfortunately, I can never get something like that ever again. Just saying. What age do you wish you could permanently be? In my opinion, 21. I'm 17 right now, but I would love to be 21. What's worth spending more on to get the best? I would have to say anime merch or band merch. Because the more you spend on, it actually is good because you earn, because you own merchandise or something. What are you most likely to become famous for? For me, it would have to be my artwork, because I do draw, or my podcast. I don't think it would ever become popular, but if it does, then zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day, I did something great. What fictional place would you most like to go? Hogwarts. I'm not a witch or wizard, but goddamn, I would love to go to Hogwarts. Where is the most relaxing place you've ever been? Cook's Forest, because there, all you could hear when you were walking is the tittering of the birds, and it was so relaxing, and at night I got to sleep in a cabin. I hope I get to go again next summer. What have you only recently formed an opinion about? Hold on, there was something I did. Funimation's animation decade thing, because Funimation did a whole thing on decades. Like, not the decades, but, like, best animated decade, and they chose Demon Slayer, which me and my friend talked about, and they said it wasn't pretty good. So, and I myself don't like the artwork of it. So I said, okay. And as soon as I saw that one, Animated Decade, and it came out in 2019, it pissed me off greatly, and still does, because I feel it did not deserve that position. What is the most heartwarming thing you've ever seen? So, back at my school, we used to do something like an idol. Like, we called it CP Idol. And, there was a little girl, because, like, you could be in any grade to enter. There was this little girl, not saying names, and she drew me on the board because she really liked my art, my singing. Because she's the most adorable little thing. She drew me on, on the whiteboard in the choir room. And to me, that made my day because usually, like, I don't get stuff like that, so. What is the most interesting piece of art you've ever seen? Anything by Andy Warhol is interesting to me. What's something you like to do the old-fashioned way? Make coffee. Because at a school I go to, because I go to a technical center and my normal high school, we get to have coffee, and they do it the old-fashioned way, where you put it, like, grounds into a filter, you pour water in there. It's like a coffee pot, everything. I learned to do it that way, and I actually prefer doing it that way more than the other way. Would you rather go hang gliding or whitewater rafting? I have a fear of heights, and I have a fear of drowning. So, neither, because I can't swim at all. In fact, I actually almost drowned once. So, no way. Who has impressed you most with what they have accomplished? I'd have to say my one friend, because I'm not going to say their name. But I have a friend who does art like I do, and they're amazing at what they do. Like, I love their artwork, and I actually love them as a human being because they're actually really good at what they do. And they're also really kind and considering. They're kind and they consider good things. So they're a good person. That's why I like them. How do you relax after a hard day of work? Drawing or listening to music? Either works for me. What TV show or movie do you refuse to watch? Corpse Party. I watched one episode of it. It felt so sick by it. I never want to see it again. Another one is Parasite. Those are two that I refuse to watch. What job do you think you'd be really good at? I'd have to say like storyboarding or graphic design, because those are two that I actually feel would fit me perfectly. What pets did you have while you were growing up? So when I was a little girl, like a wee little girl, like nothing like new, I had a husky named Kodak, and I had a mouse named Miracle. I was too young to remember Kodak, but I was told about Kodak. And then we had a few fish, which I don't remember any of their names to save my life. And then I had a Pomeranian on my dad's side, whose name was Sammy. And that was my pet for the longest time, up until I was like 6th grade. And I miss him greatly. And then on my mom's side, we had a cat named Kiki, who died. And another cat named Kiki, but it was a dude. And then we got another cat named Callie, and then we got another cat named Chloe, and then we got rid of Chloe and Callie and the other Kiki, the male one. Then we got a cat named Cruz, who ended up having, ended up making Kiki have kittens. Let's just say that, 'cause I don't want to go full into it. And then we got to keep some of it. Well, we got end up keeping only one of those kittens, but they end up having four kittens named Mooch, Yoda. That's so funny. We named the cat Yoda, even though Yoda is now a meme. Starfire and JD, which is short for Jack Daniels. And Yoda ended up dying because we gave him off to somebody. That person was a retard and let them die. Starfire we ended up having to give away because he was vicious and not very nice. Mooch, we gave off to a family friend, and that family friend basically gave him off to someone else in our family, and they let him die, because they're asses. And then JD's the last one we have, and we still have him to this day. We have a dog named Junior, which is current, and a dog named Pops, which, if you follow me on Instagram, you would have seen him before. And then also on my dad's side, because they got some new animals recently, they got two lovebirds named Sky and Rain, two ducks named Onyx and Shadow. A dog named Luna, a dog named Banjo, and a cat named Emma. That's so I lived around animals basically my entire life. Where would you spend all your time if you could? Either at Hot Topic or in Cook's Forest, because there's no in between. What would be the most amazing adventure to go on? The Amazon rainforest for me, because I just like being so far away from people, because like people make me mad. So what would be your ideal way to spend the weekend? Not being bothered, no one talking to me, and letting me just listen to my music and draw. What's the best way a person can spend their time? Depending on the person. For me, I like to draw and listen to music and watch anime. That's stuff I do in my free time. And yeah. What one thing do you really want but can't afford? A Yeti mic. A blue Yeti mic. So I can do actual ASMR, which I have to wait a long time for that. What is the luckiest thing that has happened to you? The luckiest thing that ever happened to me. So I have a laptop that is went kaput when I was in freshman year. And recently my older brother bought a Windows 8 thing that you could update your computer to Windows 8. And we're thinking about saving my computer, and the luckiest thing was I found the charger the exact same time I found the computer, which was stored away. And they were not in the same spot. What are some small things that make your day better? me talking to one of my friends, because I have a friend that if I talk to them, boom, automatic day better, everything's gonna go fine. No matter what was going on previously. Chocolate, eating food for me, not being picked on, not being bothered. Those are things that make my day better. What's the best thing to happen to you last week? I got two books in the mail. That's something that really was the best thing for me. What are you looking forward to in the coming months? So, my birthday, which is in 5 months from now, and I'll be 18, which I can't wait for, actually. And in the summer, possibly might be going back to Cook's Forest with a bunch of friends. So, what's your favorite piece of clothing you own slash owned? So, over Christmas break, I got a Hitalia hoodie and a My Hero Academia hoodie, which end up becoming like my shit, basically. And coming in the mail for me are knee-high Converse, which I cannot wait to receive because I love them greatly. What is the most annoying habit that other people have? Well, okay, there's three in my opinion. Staring, bullying, and straight up just stalking. Those are three things that I do not like that that humanity can do. Also, homophobia. That's another one that. Oh, wait. Okay, yeah. Yeah, homophobia is another one I hate. What is the most annoying question that people ask you? Is that your real name? Because I don't go by my birth name very often. I go by two nicknames. Like for the podcast, I go by Emo Dragon, but everywhere else, I go by Crow because I'm just too lazy to update the show's name or change anything. Plus, I just feel like it would be a bad thing to change my name on the podcast that I've been doing since sophomore year, and you guys are so used to the name Emo Dragon, it just seems unfair of me to switch it to Crow. What is the most impressive thing you know how to do? I can cook ramen noodles. Is that impressive? What is the best book or series that you've ever read? The best book I've ever read was Maximum Ride, the first one, because I can never for the life of me get time to read the rest of the series, but I loved Maximum Ride. That it opened my eyes to even more fantasy. What question would you like to know the answer, most like to know the answer to? Why do we all exist? That's a question that I would really like to know, but would probably never happen. What are you interested in that most people haven't heard of? Country humans. That's a thing where it's kind of like Hitalia, but not anime. And it also has way more countries. Why did you decide to do the work you are doing now? Well, because of boredom and I'm a hobbyist. I do things when I'm bored, and I like doing things that don't require working with tons of people, like the podcast. I work by myself. And I'm glad, I'm grateful for that because I mean, I've thought about having a guest once or twice, but it's just weird to me, you know? What state or country do you never want to go back to? In my opinion, Ohio, because that's where my family lives, my dad and his wife, and I used to have to go there every other weekend. And it's very boring to me. Like, there is nothing up there most of the time. I'm sorry if you're from Ohio, because there's nothing against you people. I just don't like your state very much. Where do you usually go when you have time off? If I'm at my father's house and he lets me go somewhere, probably Hot Topic. Or if I'm here, Dollar General. What are you most looking forward to in the next 10 years? So, I'm looking forward to seeing new technology being made and like advancements in medicine. Because I hope someday we can find a cure to cancer or save our planet because it's slowly crumbling away and it's the only planet we have. What game or movie universe would you like to live in? Most like to live in? I would like to live in the universe of Naruto only because clone jutsu. End of story. If you suddenly became a master at woodworking, what would you make? I'd make little figurines because I like whittling and I whittle with a pocket knife occasionally. But I would love to learn how to make figurines. What could you give a 40-minute presentation on with absolutely no preparation? Hetalia. What amazing thing did you do that no one was around to see? So, my art style changed, and originally when I was drawing, no, like my parents weren't home, and my brothers don't care about my artwork too much. I had drawn, and I was like, oh my god, realizing how much my art had changed, and my parents came home, I finally showed them. What hobby would you get into if time and money were an issue? Animation. Because I have almost nothing to animate on, and I'm not good with phone or tablet. If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with the extra time? I'd be watching Hetalia. When people come to you for help, what do they usually want help with? Anything that they have to do on a piece of paper, because people can be very lazy. What is something you think everyone should do at least once in their lives? I got two of them. One, go to Cook's Forest. Two, watch. Ah, he doth wede me a seferishi segani. Naga gutsu de kampaya hetalia. I hope you guys didn't get confused there. I just sang a part of the theme song. What's something you've been meaning to try but just haven't gotten around to it? For me, crocheting. That's something I would like to do, but my fingers hurt really bad if I do something for more than 10 minutes, like drawing or writing. So that's why I haven't gotten to it. If all jobs had the same pay and hours, what job would you like to have? Okay, so if I could get paid the same amount as an animator for not and not be an animator, McDonald's! Who's your go-to band or artist when you can't decide on something to listen to? Blink-182. If you were a dictator of a small island nation, what crazy dictator stuff would you do? I'd make the anthem just the Hetalia theme song. And then make people go, "Nay, nay, papa, why ain't you die? Nay, nay, mama," for no reason. What is something that is considered a luxury, but you don't think you could live without? My phone. What would be your first question after waking up from being cryogenically frozen for 100 years? Did Hetalia Season 7 come out? What is something that a ton of people are obsessed with, but you just don't get the point of? BTS! That is something that I just don't understand, like, at all. Because I'm like, BTS, who? I tried listening to one of their songs and I just could not, for God's sake, like it. I was like, no. If you could turn any activity into an Olympic sport, what would you have a good chance at winning a medal for? Watching anime. What piece of entertainment do you wish you could erase from your mind so you could experience it for the first time again? First time I discovered anime. Even though I love it, I would love to just erase from my mind and rediscover it and be like, oh, and just gasp. If you had unlimited funds to build a house that you would live in for the rest of your life, what would the finished house look like? It would be a tree house that's the size of a normal house. And I would never come out of it. What gets you fired up? Homophobia? I hate that with a fucking passion, and if you mention it to me, we gonna have some issues. Because everyone, and I mean everyone, should be treated with respect. No matter what age, what race, what religion, what sexuality, what height, doesn't matter. You are a human being, and you should be respected. What makes a good life? Being treated like a human being, being loved. Like, if you have someone you love, hold them close and never let them go. That's a good life. What risks are worth taking? Announcing to half your friends that you like anime and that you're bisexual. Yeah, that's a risk that you have to take at some point. What do you take for granted? I would have to say I take internet for granted because, like, I have it all the time. And there's times where I forget I have it on and just, live without it. I would not be able to. Who inspires you to be better? My one friend, because they're an artist, like, they have the best artwork. And it makes me want to better my artwork because I was like, you know what? I want to be like that. I want to be good like that. That's cool. What do you have doubts about? Me graduating high school, because there's times where I'm like, can I just drop out? But please, if you're in high school like me, don't drop out. It's not worth it. And I'm still going to high school. There's times I think about that thought, but haven't fully gone through with it. When do you tr feel truly alive? When I feel. How I feel truly alive is when, like, nothing goes wrong for a whole entire day, which is actually kind of rare, to be honest. Because people like to mess with me. If nothing goes wrong for an entire day, I feel truly alive. Because I'd be like, you know what? You know what? Today is a good day to be alive because nothing happened. Or if it's something really nice, like a nice sunny day, and I get to walk outside and take a deep breath of fresh air, I'd be like, I feel alive. What fact are you resigned to? The fact that we're all going to die. Hey, it's gonna happen. What book impacted you the most? The Hunger Games, because I had read the book before I watched the movie, and when Rue dies, I actually cried. I was in sixth grade when I first read The Hunger Games, and I actually cried when Rue died. What's the best thing about you? I'd have to say that I usually don't give a fuck what people are saying. Because, you know what? It's 2020. If people still have a problem with you, that's their problem, not yours. Unless you're causing the problem, then that's a different story. But if you're not causing a problem and they want a problem with you, just ignore them, because that's what I've been doing. What are you addicted to? You already should know by now from how many answers have this answer. It's Aaliyah. What irrational fear do you have? I have a fear of drowning. I actually have two irrational fears. One is drowning because over the summer I actually almost drowned. And that's something I never want to think about ever again because it scares the shit out of me. And the other one is total rejection by an entire society. Like, if I woke up tomorrow, went to school, and saw the entire school was not talking to me, I would feel devastated because, like, I'd be like, what the hell did I do this time? What would be your spirit animal? For me, a raccoon, because I love raccoons and they're so adorable. Have you ever saved someone's life? Yes, I actually saved two people's lives. Well, I don't want to sound anything egotistical, but there was a time where a person wanted to kill themselves, and I talked them out of it, and that's something that to this day, I remember, because if you have suicidal thoughts, tell somebody, get help. Don't give in to that temptation, 'cause it's not a good thing. What's the hardest lesson you've learned that not everybody likes you? Because for the longest time, through elementary school, I thought everybody was my best friend. And I got backstabbed multiple different times. So now I keep my friend circle as small as possible because of it. What's something you are self-conscious about? My hair? My body? Like, my body in general, because I'll admit I am self-conscious about my weight. And my hair. That's why I dye it incessantly and cut it incessantly because I just don't like it. I don't like my way either. What is one of your favorite smells? Lasagna. I actually like the smell of lasagna. Have you ever given to any charities? Salvation Army at Christmas. They're at Walmart and they ring the bell. I usually put money in their tin. What's the last adventure you went on? I got to go a couple of weeks ago to a conference. Not a couple weeks ago. I'd say before Christmas to a conference with my technical center, because if you're part of something called Skills USA, you get a chance to go to like conferences and stuff, and to me that was awesome, and I actually liked it. What are three interesting facts about you? Well, I like to draw. That's something that actually most people in my family cannot do. I sing quite a lot. I just won't sing here, obviously, because it sounds my I think my voice sounds annoying, to be honest. And the third thing was is I just shit. I don't like pop music, I guess, is an interesting fact. What was the best compliment you've received? There was a time when I went camping in Cook's Forest where I was singing to my own music, because I stayed away from some people. Like, I sometimes wanted my own space, so I'd sit alone and sing. And I ended up, and people thought that there was a radio playing because of me singing. And it turned out, they found out it was me. And they said that I had the best voice they'd ever heard. And to this day, I remember that. And it's something that I think about quite often sometimes. What chance encounter changed your life forever? So there was this girl in my I met when I was in 8th grade who changed my life, not for the better. I'm gonna tell you that now. It was not for the better. It was a toxic friendship. And I do not, to this day, I do not like this person. They don't go to my school anymore. But all the shit they did, I will never forget, and I will never forgive. That's something I could say right there. What do you want your epitaph to be? Okay, boomer. What do you want to be remembered for? I want to be remembered for my art, not for my personality, not for my podcast, nothing, just my art, because that's something I take great pride into, and I really would like people to like my art. What is the holy grail of your life? Hitalia! What do you like most about your family? That's actually something hard for me to answer. Only because I will admit, I kind of don't like my family. I'd have to say that they pay attention to the things I like sometimes. Not all the time. Sometimes. Because obviously I got a Deku hoodie and a Hitalia hoodie. And I got cat ear headphones, which I use now quite often. What do people think is weird about you? That I can't do math. That's actually something that some people think is weird. Like, other than that, there's something. They think it's weird that I watch anime, like some people at my school, because I kind of center it in front of everything that I do. Because it's true, that's something I do quite a lot. What is something you will never do again? Tubing. Because I almost drowned. Who is, was your most interesting friend? I'm going to describe this person for probably the sixth time in this episode. But my artist friend, because they're amazing at everything they do. What are you most likely very wrong about? I'd have to say math. Anything mathematical, I'm going to be wrong. What's the most immature thing that you do? I call chicken nuggets, chicken nuggies! What stereotype do you completely live up to? I'd have to see the artist stereotype a little bit, only because. No, not the artist stereotype. I'd have to see the anime stereotype, the weeb stereotype, because I have the stuff that would call me out as a weeb, and I don't care either. What is the biggest lesson you never learned? Do not mess with people, because there's people who like to mess with me, so of course I'll mess with them back, and it just makes a huge cycle. It never ends. What dumb accomplishment are you most proud of? When I figured out how to cook ramen noodles for the first time, I was like, ah! And so excited. What was the most memorable gift you've received? To me, it'd have to be my Deku hoodie and my Hetalia hoodie because that was the first time I was like, oh my god, somebody actually paid attention to what I liked. What chapters would you separate your autobiography into? One, the life and woe of Crow. Two, bullshit. And three, why I hate people. What do you hope your last words will be? This is actually kind of sad, but I hope my last words will be, I see the light. Because that's something I hope to actually see. What do you spend most time thinking about? Somebody I like. I actually spend most of my time thinking about them. What is something you can never seem to finish? Pokemon Diamond! That's a game I love dearly, but will never be able to finish for some reason. What mistake do you keep making again and again? Thinking that some people care about me when the people I think that care about me do not care about me, so I just keep going in a cycle. What's the best thing you got from your parents? I got a class ring for my 16th birthday, and to me that was amazing. What is the strangest thing you have come across? So there was a vending machine, not vending machine, a slot, not a claw machine. There we go. That's a better word. A claw machine that had an annoying orange thing in it, and I was like, oh God, no. What would a mirror opposite of yourself be like? I'd have to say somebody who actually loves people, like going into big crowds, doing presentations, stuff like that. What's the best and worst thing about getting older? The worst thing for me is time's getting a lot faster because I didn't even get to see a lot of things. Like, this is already the winter of my junior year and it feels like it just started. And to me, it just makes me feel kind of depressed in a way because it's like time is a never-ending construct and I have to deal with that for the whole rest of my life. And the best thing about getting older is I'm actually getting older, becoming an adult, and making my own decisions. What would be the scariest monster you could imagine? To me, the scariest monster would have to be somebody that I know, because there's a certain person I know that I would call a monster specifically. And I don't get to see them anymore, thank God. Thank God for that, because if they still did, I don't even think I'd be making a podcast because of it, because they were that bad. What is something you are certain you'll never experience? Going to Paris. That's something oh, not Paris, Paris. There we go. Going to Paris. That's something I know I would never experience. What challenging thing are you working through these days? I'd have to say something at my technical center we have to do. It's like a project and it's going to be lasting 30 days. And I don't like projects, so. What's one responsibility you really wish you didn't have? Basically acting like a full grown adult when I just sometimes wish I could be a kid still. Like at my fathers, they expect me to be a full-grown adult, do everything reasonably. I'm not even allowed to act anything childish. That's one way. What do you wish your brain was better at doing? One, comprehending. Two, math. And three, understanding when people actually care about me and when people don't give a shit about me. If your childhood had a smell, what would it be? You have to say a trailer smell, because I used to live in a trailer park when I was a kid. And I really like that smell for some reason. Like, I don't know how to describe it. In your group of friends, what role do you play? I played a friend that I guess would be annoying, in my own opinion. The annoying friend. Which of your scars has the best story behind it? I only have one scar. It runs down my arm. Because we had a cat named Starfire, and Starfire was a little bitch. And one day I went to pick him up, he turned himself around in my arms, and boom, ran one claw down my entire left arm. And to this day, there's still scar, and that happened in my freshman year of high school, and I ended up basically being blamed for it afterwards. That's one reason why I never liked my family again after that. Because I did not do anything. That cat was actually an ass. What have you created that you are most proud of? So I have a character I draw myself named Dustin that I've been drawing since my sophomore year of high school, and he's my favorite character to draw. What do you strongly suspect but have no proof of? Not really anything, actually, because I don't have to suspect anything. What were some t of the turning points in your life? So, before I entered seventh grade, I was so nervous about middle school and high school that I literally, that whole summer, was so nervous. I spent my entire summer being nervous. And just realizing it now, it's basically just the same year after year after year. And then when I met a certain person that changed my life for the worse and changed me as a human being, that was a turning point too. What bends your mind every time you think about it? Henry VIII had six wives. Only one of them survived. Yet the other ones got divorced? Yeah, there's a whole. It bends my mind because I never could figure that out why they always in one survived, yet he divorced a few. What's the title of your current chapter of your life? A failure. Among your friends or family, what are you famous for? I'm mostly my drawings and my singing. Other than that, that's it. What is something that your friend would consider so you? Me saying like a lot and basically reading manga. What's something horrible that everyone should try at least once? Being backstabbed, because that's happened to me and I felt awful when it happened. If you had a personal flag, what would be on it? I'd have to say Japanese flurry, Japanese cherry, sorry. Japanese cherry blossoms, because I like that. That's my favorite flower. If your life was a book, what would its title be? A Big Fat Failure by Crow. As the only human left on Earth, what would you do? I would feel very lonely and very depressed. Because even though I don't like people, it's human nature to talk to other human beings, and it's actually quite acceptable. What stat for your life would you most like to see? Mental health, I'd have to say, my mental health status. What did you think you'd grow out of but haven't? I'd have to say watching cartoons or quote unquote, or watching anime or quote unquote cartoons, as it says. What are three of the most significant numbers in your life? 69, 420, 666. What are some of your personal rules that you never break? One, do not talk to people for more than 2 minutes because they could make fun of you. Two, do not make eye contact unless it's somebody you know. Three, do not make a fool of yourself. Four, be perfect, even though that's actually when I kind of broke. And five, do not tell anything about your past. What's the best and worst piece of advice you ever received? So, best advice I ever received was to keep drawing. And this was when I was a freshman in freshman in high school, because at the time I actually did consider giving up art because I thought it was a waste of time, and plus people made fun of me for it. So I thought about just giving it up and never looking at it again, but my art teacher convinced me otherwise, and I'm actually glad she did not. I'm actually glad she gave me that advice because that advice was the best advice I had ever gotten. And the worst piece of advice I ever gotten was to fight people, and that was from my own stepmother. What song or artist do you like but rarely admit to liking? It's a guilty pleasure of mine, but actually One Direction. That's something that I listened to as a kid, but would die if somebody bullied me or picked on me about it, so I don't bring it up. What annoys you about most of the in groups you are a part of? Oh, what annoys you most about the in-groups you are a part of? That you basically have to act the same as everybody else, or else they'll make fun of you and you won't be liked anymore. What small gesture from a stranger made a big impact on you? When I was camping, I met this girl, and she stood up for me quite a lot. Like, we didn't even know each other, and people would pick on me a little bit, like, joke with me, but they would also say it, so it's menacing. Like, and also, there was a kid that was in another group that wasn't even part of our original group, but we didn't know who he was, and he'd pick on me. He was a little kid. He would try to hit me and shit like that. And, this, girl, not gonna say her name, stood up for me. So, thank you. If you ever listen to my podcast, I'm grateful that you exist. What do you regret not doing or starting when you were younger? I regret something like, I regret not make starting a podcast when I was a freshman or even younger, because that's something that I actually have a lot of fun with, is making a podcast. So I regret starting really late in my life. What's the dumbest thing you've done that actually turned out pretty well? So one year, my choir, we were singing for a bunch of elderly, and my voice cracked really bad. Like, I was about, like, freshman year, and my voice cracked, and I felt like a piece of shit. And I remember, being like, oh no, like, oh no, this can't be happening, something like that. And, ended up not being bad, actually. If you had to change your name, what would you change it to? Crow, because ca-ca, motherfuckers. When people look at you, what do you think they see slash think? I think they look at me and think, ew, there's a weirdo, or ew, why is she dressed like that, or ew, she looks stupid. And you know what? A big middle finger to all those who actually don't like me, because it's such a shame. Because it's not my problem, it's yours. What can you not get right, no matter how many times you try? Playing guitar. I actually gave up playing the guitar because I just cannot do it right. What question can you ask to find out the most about a person? Just ask, what do you like? And boom. Like that, you know a lot about them. As you get older, what are you becoming more and more afraid of? To me, death. Because any day I could just drop dead. What lifestyle change have you been meaning to make for a while now? To me, I'd be tougher because I'm trying to get my hair cut and it's getting difficult because my family does not want me to get my hair cut, but it's going to happen anyway. In what situation or place would you feel the most out of place in? For me, when I first went to the technical center, I did, like, I'm just calling it a technical center because I don't want to say its name on the podcast. I felt like a fish out of water immediately because I was, at the time, the only kid from my grade, from my district at the time, in that one, in the class, which I'm going to say is entrepreneurial development. And eventually, though, another kid did join, so I stopped feeling like a fish out of water. There are two types of people in this world. What are two types? The assholes and the overly good people. What personality trait do you value most and which do you dislike the most? The personality trait I love the most is kindness. Because just like Mr. Rogers said, if anything bad, like, I don't even remember what the hell he actually said. I'm just gonna, like, basically summarize what he said. In this world of people, look for the kind ones. Look for the ones that are helping, basically. And the ones I don't like, the personality traits, are the ones that are cocky. Like, I got this and you don't. Like, I hate those type of people. When was the last time you changed your opinion slash belief about something major? For the longest time, I actually did not, and I repeat, did not care for Panic at the Disco. And this is like years ago, so it's nothing like new. And I ended up listening to those longer songs. Like, this is like really early middle school, so this is nothing new. And I ended up actually liking the band. So, what would you do if you knew you were going to die in 1 hour? Probably cry, have a mental breakdown, scream, because I don't want to die. I have so much left. What are some of the events in your life that made you who you are? Well, when I was a little kid, I wanted to be a veterinarian, so I learned what I could on animals, which, me, I love animals so much, and, that, and then middle school taught me anime existed, and then a certain person, who I'm not gonna say their name, basically were the worst people I could have ever met, and I basically was like, okay, never again. Never gonna meet anybody like that ever again. And it so far has not happened. And last year, we had a kid almost kill themselves. Well, they actually, it was a suicide attempt. And that's one reason that changed me greatly because it made me feel really upset. And to this day, I still feel upset talking about it, so I'm not gonna go more into it. If life is a game, like some people say, what are some of the rules? Well, life is a game. It's a board game that you can buy. Just kidding, I'm being a smart ass. The rules would be like, don't murder people, don't do adultery, which my family has some fucking thing on. And stuff like that. They say that everyone has a book in them. What would your book be about? A misunderstood, wanting to fit in teenager who just wants to live life. What could you do with $2 million to impact the most amount of people? I donated to charities and probably the Australian wildfires because this is the only world we have. Be nice to people. What would be some of the most annoying things about having yourself as a roommate? If I had myself as a roommate, I'd be annoyed because I'd be hearing music from a speaker on Friday nights at random times throughout the night. And the walls would be probably thin, so I'd hear podcasts being made. I'd be like, shut up! What are you really good at, but kind of embarrassed that you're good at it? I'm actually kind of good at putt-putt. I'm not a huge fan of putt-putt, but I'm really good at putt-putt. Embarrassingly. If you can make one rule that everyone would have to follow, what rule would you make? No homophobia. At all. What's something that happened or something that someone said that changed how you view the world? So at one point, before, I guess after one of my grandparents died, one of my friends was like, everybody dies. Why should you feel sad? So to this day, I see it kind of that way. I mean, I do feel sad still. But it made me come to a realization that you cannot escape death, no matter what you do. If you were put into solitary confinement for 6 months, what would you do to stay sane? If they put a mirror in there, I probably could talk to myself. I mean, it's kind of crazy, but I would be looking at something and saying stuff. So, there we go. Or, create a tulpa. A tulpa is basically an imaginary friend, but with extra steps. You can look up more about that. If you could have a video of any one event in your life, what event would you choose? I'd have to say, almost every single, I'd have to say my very last choir concert, because there was nobody, well, my mom and dad did not come to see my last choir concert, and that was my sophomore year. And I really wish they did come to see my last choir concert, because I had a solo. And actually, to this day, I still feel really sad about it. What incredibly strong opinion or belief do you have that is completely unimportant in the grand scheme of things? That, we should use a Death Note. Just kidding. What are the top three things you want to accomplish before you die? How close are you are to accomplishing them? The top three things I'd like to do before I die is, one, get to see Hawaii, which I'm never gonna accomplish. Two, become an animator, which actually I'm kind of close. And three, even though I myself am not a lovey-dovey person, is to get married. Not have kids, per se, yet right now, but I want to get married at some point. If you could have a never-ending candle that smelled like anything you wanted, fragrance would you want it to be? I'd have to say Japanese cherry blossom. If you could convince everyone in the world to do one thing at one point in time, what would that thing do? Like, what would that thing be? Singing the Hetalia theme song. Hear that, aliens? If you had a clock that would count down to any one event of your choosing, what event would you want to count down to? The last day of senior year for me, because I get to graduate next year. What do you wish you could have told yourself 10 years ago? What do you think you want to tell your current self 10 years from now? 10-year-old me. No, not 10-year-old me, because I'm 17. 7-year-old me. People are mean. I know you already think they're mean, but people will not like you when you're 17 years old. You'll have a little group of friends, but that's about it. And you'll fall in and out of love because you have issues. And to me, 10 years from now, did you ever get the person you wanted? Did you actually fall in love? Are you married? Are you an animator? Do people finally love you? If you're forced to relive 1 10-minute block of your life again and again for all eternity, what 10 minutes of your life would you choose? When I was in 7th grade, my artist friend, came to my school the first time. We talked through health class together. If I could, I'd relive that 10 minutes for the rest of my life. I really wish I could. If you could make a 20-second phone call to yourself at any point in your life, present or future, when would you call and what would you say? I'd call 7-year-old me. It'd be like, all right, listen. Your life is gonna go downhill. It's not gonna get better at some point. It's just gonna go straight downhill. You're gonna realize some stuff about yourself that you don't know right now. And you're gonna basically, at some point, somewhat revert back to being somewhat childish. Not fully, not fully. You'll have a mind of a teenager, but there are some things you'll still have a childish opinion about, like sauerkraut and sometimes boys. Yeah. And also, I'd like to call like on a Saturday. Just kidding. What keeps you up at night? I don't really know. There's things like I have anxiety. And that keeps me up for no reason. What lie do you tell most often? I tell people that I'm stupid. That's a lie. I'm not stupid, obviously. What do you regret not doing? I regret not asking out somebody that I know way earlier, because I should have done that a long time ago, but I waited for so long and it ended up being kind of a bad thing. What gives your life meaning? My artist friend in anime. What are you most insecure about? My weight and hair, personality. What bridges do you not regret burning? The toxic friendship that ended up being burned because she left, not me, and they burned it down, not me. And to be honest, I wish I had just burned it down from the get-go, because now it's not a good thing. What's the most illegal thing you've done? When I was in 4th grade, I forged my mom's name. And how they found out, I spelled her last name wrong because I was a stupid crap. Because, let's just say my stepdad had a different last name. Self-explanatory. How do you get in the way of your own success? Success, I mean. Well, it's called I Don't Shut Up. Ever. What are you afraid people see when they look at you? I'm afraid that people see a coward, a moron, somebody who has no meaning. That's something that I'm afraid of. And you know what? If they do see me like that, big middle finger to you. Fuck you. Because you know what? I love myself, even with my insecurities. So that's 200 questions that basically made this an entire hour. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this. Goodbye.
Legendary emo dragon show.